Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Hilchas Avodas Kechav, the laws of idol worship, which literally means, say, serving the stars, V'chukas Avdeha, and the statutes of those who serve it, which is the fourth out of the five halachas of the Sefer Maadah, the Book of Knowledge. Yesh b'chol and chamish me'achas mitzvahs, in their category there are 51 commandments, shtei mitzvahs say, two positive commandments, v'arboim b'tesha mitzvahs, let's say, and 49 negative prohibitions. Zeprat, and these are the specifics. Aleph number one, shle lifnes achar akum, not to stray after idolatry. Beis number two, shle losa achar hira halev, not to spy after the thoughts of one's heart, or the isanayim and the vision of one's eyes. Gimel number three, shle legadiv, not to blasphemy, to curse God. Dal number four, shle lavadoy segedech abidosa, not to serve the idol the way it's normally served. Hey number five, shle yishtachavala, not to bow down to it. Vav number six, shle lasal pesla asma, not to make an idol for himself. Zayin number seven, shle lasal pesla falachem, not to make an idol even for others. Ches number eight, shle lasal tzuchis, not to make images, I feel not even for the decoration. Test number nine, shle ladich achem acherem, not to push others after the idolatry. Yud number ten, list of eran edachas, to burn the city that was pushed to do idolatry. Yud Aleph 11, Shle Lemnoisa, not to build that town anymore. Yud Beis number 12, Shle Honis Mekom Amoina, not to have any benefit from all its monies of this town that's being destroyed. Yud Gimel 13, Shle Lahasis Yochid La Abda, not to entice and incite an individual to serve the idol. Yud Aleph 14, Shle Lev Hamesis, not to love the one who seduced people to do idolatry. Tezvav number 15, Shle Lazav Sanasi, not to ever stop hating him. Tezayin 16, Shle Latzila, not to save him. Yudayin 17, Shle Lam Labeschus, not to teach any merit for him, that he should be saved. Yudches 18, Shle Yemanam Elam Labechayvin, not to stop from teaching things that would hold, make him liable. Yudches 19, Shle Lesnabe Bishma, not to prophesize in the name of the idol. Chav 20, Shle Leshmoyim and Lesnabe Bishma, not to listen to the one who prophesies in the name of the idol. Chafav 21, Shle Lesnabe Bashaka, not to prophesize falsely, Vafil B'Shem Hashem, even in God's name. Chavbeis 22, Shle Logam Mahadigas Navishaka, not to be afraid from executing the false prophet. Chavgimel 23, Shle Lashavi B'Shem Akam, not to swear in the name of the idol. Chavdal 24, Shle Lasas Oiv, not to do Oiv, which is a type of sorcery. Chavhei 25, Shle Lasas Yedoinu, which is another type. Chavav 26, Shle Lahavi LaMelech, not to pass one through the Melech, which is another type of Adizara. Chavzain 27, Shle Lokamatseva, not to erect a platform, which is another element of idolatry. Chavchaz 28, Shle Lashlach Vas 11 Maskis, not to bow down on hewn stone. Chavtes 29, Shle Lita Asheicha, not to plant the Asher, which is Avodah Zarah tree. Lamed 30, La'abed Akim, to destroy the idolatry. V'chalanasa B'shvila, whatever was made because of it. Lamed Alf 31, Shle Lahanas Ma'akim, not to have any benefit from idolatry. V'chal Mashabshen, and all those accessories. Lamed Beis 32, Shle Lohanes B'tzipur Neva, not to have benefit from the plating of that which was worshipped. Lama Gimel 33, Shle Lichas Bris L'Akam, not to make a covenant with the idol worshippers. Lama Dal 34, Shle Lochan Aleim, not to have any compassion to find grace with them. Lama Hei 35, Shle Yeshiv Ba'artein, that they shouldn't settle in our lands. Lama Vav 36, Shle Damas B'min Ha'goysam U'b'man B'bushem, not to be similar to them with their conduct and in their dress. Lama Zayin 37, Shle Nachish, not to be a soothsayer. Lamed Ches 38, Shle Liksim, not to perform black magic. Lamed Ches 39, Shle Oina, not to practice divination. Mem 40, Shle Lachbar Chever, not to cast any spells. Mem Aleph 41, Shle Lisham Elamesa, not to look for answers by the dead. Mem Beis 42, Shle Lisham Oiv, not to ask by those who practice the sorcery of Oiv. Mem Gimel 43, Shle Lisham Yedoin, not to ask by those who perform this of Yedaini. Mem Dalet 44, Shle Lachashim, not to practice sorcery. Mem Hei 45, Shle Lachakav Pasroish, not to shave off the hair of the temples, which means to go around the corners of the head by cutting it off. Mem Vav 46, Shle Lahashchaz Pazaka, not to destroy the corners of the beard. Mem Zayin 47, Shle Yadi Ish Adi Isha, that man should not wear the ornaments of a woman. Mem Ches 48, Shle Tadi Isha Adi Ish, that the woman should not wear the ornaments of a man. Mem Tes 49, Shle Licht of Kaka, not to make write a tattoo. Nun 50, Shle Lizgoydid, not to cut into one's flesh. Nun Al 51, Shle Lasa Kar Chames, not to make any tearings in one's hair because of someone who died. Uber call mitzvahs elo, and the explanation of all these mitzvahs of the prokem elo are in these chapters, which there are 12 chapters. The first three discuss the foundations, the fundamentals of avodah zarah. Perek dal he discussed regarding hadacha and asasa, which are ways of pushing people to do avodah zarah. Vav number six is the ways of additional ways of elements of avodah zarah. Zayin to yud discusses regarding destroying the avodah zarah and distancing oneself from those who worship it. And perek yud alf and yud bay is discussed regarding chukas agayim, which are the statutes of how the idol worshippers conduct themselves. And then we begin perek rishon, the first chapter, which talks about the development of avodah zarah and the true path. as Rami gets halacha regarding how idolatry started. In the days of Enosh, who was the son of Shes, who was a grandson of Adam Rishon, in his days, Tov b'nei Adam toiz gedayla, mankind made an enormous mistake. And the council of the sages of that generation was mistaken. They were foolish. The Enosh atzma in that time, and Enosh himself was from those who made a mistake. This was their mistake. Amr, they said the following logic. Since God made these stars, v'gagalim, and these spheres, l'hanigas, to conduct the whole world, and he put them in the heights, and he gave them great honor. We see how awesome they are. They are the servants that serve him in front of him. So it's appropriate to praise them and to glorify them, and to separate for them a specific honor. And this is the desire of God, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, to make great, and to honor who He made great and that He honored. Just like a king wants that the servants who stand in front of him should be honored by the populace, and that's to honor the king. So once they entertained this idea, so they started building for the stars, for the planets, sanctuaries, and to sacrifice for them karbanis, and to praise them and to glorify them with words, and to bow down towards them, to attain the will of the Creator, but with their evil thoughts. Now, this was the primary idolatry. And this is what those who serve it, who knew its primary principles, would say. It's not that they said that there's no other God but this star. This is what it's Yirmiyah. Nabi says in Sefer Yirmiyah that Mi lo yirachu, who doesn't fear you, Melech Hagoyim, the King of the Nations, because for you it's appropriate. Because in all the sages of the Gentiles, in all their kingdoms, Mein Kamecha, there's no one like you. But in one area they're foolish and they make a mistake. Musa havalim, the rebuke of futility, is eitzu, that it's wood. In other words, Hakol Yoidim, everyone knows Shatu Labadecha. Everyone knows that it's only you, that you're the source of everything. But their mistake and their foolishness is that they think that this foolishness is your desire, that you want that people should use these planets, these stars, as mediums between you and them. That was the mistake that they made. Now, halacha basically continues, however, with this next stage, the second stage. After many days passed, meaning a long period of time passed, Amdu b'vnei Adam, it stood up amongst mankind, Nevi'ei Sheker, false prophets. Amma, they said, Shehakel Tziva v'amalem, that God commanded and said to them, Ivdu k'chiv plaini, serve this star. I call k'chiv all the stars. V'akriv aloi, and sacrifice to him, v'naschu l'kach v'kach, and make libations for him, such and such. Uvenu l'heichel, and build for him a sanctuary, v'asut tzachas, and make his figure, k'dei l'shtach v'asai kolam, that the people should bow down to him. Hanashim, the women, v'aktanim, the miners, the shokal, ashamirats, and all the other people of the land. And he would notify them the form, which he made up on his own. But he would tell them, oh, zuhi tzuchas ha-koichav ha-pleini, this is the form of that star, that it was notified to him in his prophecy. And they started on this path to make these forms, these figures, in the sanctuaries, and beneath the trees, and on the top of the mountains, and on the hills. And they would gather, and they would bow down to them. And they would say to all the people, that this form, Mitivo Maria, will do good for those who do good and bad for those who don't listen. And that's appropriate to serve it and to have fear from it. And their priests would say to them, that if you do this service, you'll increase and you'll be successful. And do this and this, and don't do this and that. Then it took us to the third stage. Then there began other liars, to get up and to say that the star itself, or Galgal, or the sphere, or Hamalach, or the agent, Dibramam spoke with them and said to them, serve me with such and such. And he let them know the path of serving it. Do this and don't do this. This manifested throughout the whole world. To serve these forms and all these different types of deviant services. To sacrifice to them and to bow down to them. And once a long period of time passed, God's awesome and honorable name was forgotten from all of mankind and from all their consciousness. And they didn't recognize him. The nimtzu kol am ha'aretz, it came out, all the people of the land, hanoshim, haktanim, the women and the children, they didn't know, elat tzuva shel etz v'shel aven, they only knew the figures of wood and of stone, v'heicha shel avonim, and from the sanctuary of stone, sh'nischanchu mikatmusam l'shtach v'slo, that they were trained from a really young age to bow down to it, u'la'avda, u'lishav v'bishma, to serve it, and to swear in its name. V'chacham shel yibahem, now the sages that they had, kugoyin, for example, kaneim, u'kiyizbem, the priest, and so on, midamim, they imagine that there is no God, only the stars and the sphere, that these figures were made because of them and in the form of their image. But the rock of the world, the creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no man that recognized him, they didn't know him. Only individuals in the world. For example, Chanoich, Mesushalach, Noach, Shem, Ve'eber. These were the biblical figures that the individuals who knew Hashem. This is the way the world kept on going and devolving. Until the pillar of the world was born, who Avram Avinu, and he is our father Avram. Which Allah Gimel goes to explain who is this Avram Avinu. Kevin Shenigbal Esan Zeh. Once this powerful, mighty one was weaned from his mother, he started wandering in his consciousness. And he was still young. He started thinking by day, by nighttime. He was wondering, how could this sphere constantly be conducting itself? And it shouldn't have a conductor. Who's making it turn around? It's not possible for it to turn itself around. But he didn't have a teacher. No one to let him know anything. He was submerged in Ur Kasdim, the name of the town where he was, amongst the foolish idol worshippers. His father, his mother, all the people were idol worshippers, and he served with them. But his heart, his consciousness, his thoughts were wandering and understanding until he understood the true path. The Haven Kabbat Tzedek, and he had a deeper understanding of the line of righteousness, mitvunasa anachina, from his appropriate understanding. The Yoda, and he knew, Sheyeshem Elah HaEchad, that there is one God, who manig agalgal, and he's what causes the spheres to go around, who bara kol, he created everything, ve'ein b'chol anim tzeh l'ha'achot men, and there is no other being that's the creator but him. There's no other force that's a God that controls the world but him. The other shakal on time, he knew the whole world were mistaken. The davish agamlam latozo, and that what caused him to make this mistake was shoiv mesakachav mesatzuchus, because they were serving the stars and these figures at shavira emes medayim until they lost the truth from their consciousness. Uven arbam shana hikar Avram esboyrei, and when Avram was 40 years old, he recognized his creator. Kevin shehekar b'yada, once he recognized and he knew, his chilahashav tshuvas al bnei Ur Kasdim, he started responding to the people of Ur Kasdim, balarach dinimim, and to start contesting with them and having debates. But limit to say, this is not the true path that you're going in. The Shibat Slum, and he broke the idols. The Hiskal Adi La'am, and he started notifying the people, Shein Ro'o Lavid, it is not appropriate to serve only to the God of the world, which is Hashem. And it's only to him that it's appropriate to bow and to serve and to pour libations. So that all the creations that are coming should recognize him. But la'abed u'la'shaber kol ha'tzuras, and it's appropriate to destroy and to break all the images, kedesh la'yita ben kalam, so that all the people should not be misled after them. Kama elu she'medam, like those who imagine she'en shem alaha le'elu, that there's no God but these images. Kivin she'gaba le'em b'rei Yosef, once he overpowered them with his proofs, bikish ha'melech l'harger. So the wicked king Nimrod, the king of Babel, wanted to kill him. V'nas le'nez, a miracle happened, v'yatz l'char, and he left, he went out to char. And he went out and he stood up and he started to call out in a great voice to the entire world, to let them know there's only one God for the whole world. And it's to him that's appropriate to serve. He was going and he was calling out, and he was gathering the people from city to city, from one kingdom to another kingdom, until he reached the land of Canaan. And he was calling out, says in the pasuk, that he called out over there in the name of God, the God of the world. Now, since the people were gathering to him, they're asking him regarding his words. He was letting every single person know according to his intelligence. until he brought him back to the true path. Until he gathered him slowly but surely, Allah from above his thousands and myriads, tens of thousands. And they are the men of the household of Avram. And he planted in their heart this primary principle, that of monotheism, of the one God. And he authored books. And he let these ideas be known to his son Yitzchak. And Yitzchak said, he taught and he brought people back. The Yitzchak Kedil Yaakov, Yitzchak let it be known to his son Yaakov, we know Laman, and he appointed him to teach. The Yashav Malamar, he sat, he taught, and he brought back all those who were escorted with him. Then regarding the nation that knew God, the Yaakov Avinu, our father Yaakov, Limit Banab Kulam, he taught all his sons. The Hivdu Levi, but he separated Levi, which was one of his 12 sons, and Minor Rosh, and he appointed him to be the one in head. Yeshiva be yeshiva, and he sat him in the yeshiva, the study hall, lalamed derech Hashem, to teach the path of Hashem. V'lishma mitzvahs Avram, to safeguard the mitzvahs of Avram, his grandfather. V'tziva es banav, and he commanded his son, shalo yafsikum mimnei Levi, shouldn't stop from the sons of Levi, memunach memunah, someone appointed, after someone, the next generation appointed, k'dol ishlei takach halimut, that the teaching should not be forgotten. And this was kept on going and getting stronger by the sons of Yaakov and those who were gathered with them. Benesis ba'olam uman, it became in the world a nation, sheyidas Hashem, which knew Hashem. Acharcha yom liyisol b'mitzrayim, until the Jewish people spent a long time in Egypt, v'chazru luma maseihim, and they degenerated to learn after the actions of the Egyptians, v'lavik hachavim k'maisim, and start worshipping the stars like them. Chutz m'sheva Levi, except for the tribe of Levi, sh'amad b'mitzvahs abbas, who he stood by the commandments of his fathers, u'm'olam la'ovid sheva Levi avodazara, and the sheva Levi never worshipped idolatry. Now, kamat kat hoya, and almost it was just a little bit more, if time would have passed, v'ikr sheshos l'Avram neker, and that this primary principle that was planned by Avram would have been uprooted. V'chizm l'Yakob l'toy sa'am uti asim, and the sons of Yaakov would have gone back to the mistake of the nations and where they were misled. But mehavas Hashem my son, from the love that Hashem had for us, u'misham li'as ha'shvul Avram Avinu, to safeguard the oath that he gave to Avram Avinu, asa Moshe Rabbeinu, he made our teacher Moshe, Rabban Shel Kol Nevi'im, the master of all the prophets, u'shloch, and he sent him to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt. Kivish nesnaba Moshe Rabbeinu, once Moshe Rabbeinu prophesies, u'vach Hashem b'Yisrael nachla, and Hashem chose the Jewish people for inheritance, hechticham b'mitzvahs, he crowned them with mitzvahs, v'yidim derech abedase, and he let them know the path of serving him, u'mayim mishpat oibdi kechavim, and what's the judgment of those who worship the stars, v'chala toimachere, and all those who are misled after them, and then the Jewish people were saved from being submerged when they were in the 49th level of Tumah, and then that to keep alive this destiny of Avram Avinu, of monotheism, of understanding that there's only one God.